I'm Joel.
And I'm Patrick.
And today we will be reviewing Gladiator 2.
Coming up next.
So Gladiator 2 is the sequel to the first Gladiator, also directed by Ridley Scott, and it follows Lucius Verus 16 years after the death of Maximus Decimus Meridius. Lucius Verus, it is revealed that he is the son of Maximus and of Lucilla, who was Commodus's, or Joaquin Phoenix's character's, sister in the first film. And it just kind of follows his story and how he ends up being in the Colosseum like Maximus. And yeah. So what did you think of the movie, Patrick?
I mean, I really enjoyed it. I made sure to watch like the first movie right before it. And I mean, I think that the first one's a lot better.
But yeah. Yeah.
But no, I really enjoyed it. It's a lot better than I was expecting it to be. Do I think that it's very like similar concept to the first one? Yeah. But it works, you know. And yeah. I like it has a lot more twists than the first one, which I really enjoyed.
I would agree. So I saw it twice, and I went into it knowing that there was going to be some inaccuracies, knowing that there was going to be a lot of fanfare. But I was excited for it because I'm like, I'm the target audience. I love the first Gladiator is one of my favorite movies of all time. So I was like, I'm going to love this. And one thing that I came out with, too, is I felt like it wasn't as good as the first one. But personally, I thought it was more entertaining. I thought it was more fun because I think there was more action and I think it was less sad. And I also think the story was a little less straightforward with a little more character dynamics going on. But I think that resulted in some messiness. So I kind of agree with you there. But just interesting. I definitely went out of the theater glad that it was made, which I didn't think I would, so I was happy to see it, and I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, when I heard that they were making one, I wasn't sure about it.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, since Ridley Scott directed it, it's kind of like...
Yeah.
I kind of knew that it could be good.
Yeah.
But, I guess we talk about, like, the fight scenes. Which one, like, how did you feel about those, especially compared to the first
one? I thought they were great. I'm going to be honest. So the first one's one of my favorite movies, but I think that style of 2000 action, I really am not a fan of it. I think there's a lot of, like, cuts and not continuous shots. So I thought the action was definitely better, which I expected it to be. So that added a lot to the movie for me. And in terms of scenes, I just want to bring up when he sees, like, the shrine to Maximus and he puts on the armor. I mean, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about that. To me, that was, I loved that.
Yeah. No, that was definitely probably one of my favorite parts.
Yeah. What did you think of the action scene? I know you have some opinions on the naval battle.
Yeah, I mean, so I know that Rome apparently did have, like, you know, battles in the Colosseum that, you know, had water, but I feel like the shark part was a little bit like...
Yeah, I saw Ridley trying to defend that.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't really take me out of it necessarily. I knew that. I, like, knew going into it that there were going to be sharks. So it didn't really, like, bother me that much. I just thought it was a bit weird. But like you said, like, you knew going into it that there were going to be inaccuracies and whatnot.
Yeah, I thought the acting was great in it. Denzel was... He was Denzel. I mean, he was great.
Yeah, he was.
And you have Paul Mescal, obviously, as Lucius, and then Pedro Pascal as General Acacius, who was husband to Lucilla. That was a really interesting dynamic. We see him fight Lucius in the Colosseum. And, I mean, eventually Lucius is like, you know, I'll try to help you. But then, as we know, Acacius ends up being killed. And, yeah, so.
Yeah, no,
Interesting dynamics, definitely.
Yeah, that's definitely, like, I wasn't expecting him to die. Like,
yeah.
It was kind of earlier on.
Like, yeah.
Maybe like halfway through the movie, I guess. Mm-hmm. That like definitely like took me up.
Yeah. Especially him being like a hero in Rome. And like.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved that scene when he died and or just in the Colosseum, like after that fight, Lucius was saying like, this is how you treat like your hero in Rome. And I just really loved that.
Yeah,
there was
that was really good.
Constant criticism of the two twin emperors. They're very tyrannical and there was constant criticism, it felt like, throughout the movie. It was really interesting. Leading up to, you want to talk about Denzel's little, like, surge in the end of the movie, what he did?
Yeah, I mean, we were talking before, before recording.
Super interesting.
It's like, he kind of just becomes a villain at the very end, right?
Yeah. Pretty likable character.
Yeah, yeah. Like I was saying, he's a likable character, and then suddenly he's a villain, which is fine, and I think that's the reason why they end up killing, Lucius' mom, right?
Yeah.
Because I think they want you to like, hate him in the last minute because it's like you know, he's kind of like a rags to riches type of thing.
Yeah.
He's like Maximus, right?
Right, slave.
Yeah.
Goes to kill the emperor. So yeah,
he kills both the emperors, which we hate, right?
So yeah, I think that's a great point. He kills Lucilla. In the end, it's like Lucius's final fight in the Colosseum, just so that there's some kind of, you know, there's some evil there. There's something to be like, oh, like you gotta get him, and then
yeah.
Exactly. Well, I gotta ask you, what did you think about the ending? Like, what did you think of it?
I mean, I thought it was pretty good how like it connects, you know, like when he's in the Colosseum and it connects to Maximus. Like,
yeah.
It's like kind of.
Yeah.
You know, I like the hand and the.
Yeah,
grass,
definitely.
Right?
When I forget his name, but one of the people that was enslaved with Maximus in the beginning, he buried in the Colosseum the figurines of Maximus's wife and son, and then it was kind of similar to, like, he didn't find her or anything, but he was kind of playing around in the sand, and it was just kind of a similar shot to end. But I really enjoyed the final scene. So right after Lucilla's killed, Lucius comes out of the Colosseum and he fights Macrinus, Denzel's character, and I loved that scene. He kills him in the water, and you think Macrinus might have a chance, and there's this reoccurring scene where I think Lucius kind of escapes death. Happened in the beginning, we see his wife die fatally, and it kind of seems like he's underwater, and he has this vision of death taking his wife, but he like comes out of the water twice. And I think it was just a great sequence of scenes relating the beginning to the end, showing him just kind of escaping death twice. So I really enjoyed that. That was one of my favorite things that... Just reoccurring things in
that
movie.
Yeah, no, I definitely like those, like, I guess, kind of like, not necessarily visions, but like a dreamlike sequence. It's very similar to, I guess, the first movie with Maximus.
That's
and
true.
Seeing his wife and his kid.
Yeah.
Right at home. But yeah, I really enjoyed that, those parts.
Yeah.
Any other parts enjoying?
I love the opening credits. What did you think of the opening credits?
I really like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like oil painting style of the first one.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if this movie, like, going into, if it was going to be more of, like, a, not necessarily a reboot, but I didn't know if it was going to be, like, super connected to the first film.
Yeah,
kind of just, like, you know, solidifies it.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how standalone it was going to be. Obviously, we know Lucius is the child from the first one, but I thought they incorporated it really well. I didn't think the Maximus fanfare was too much. I thought it was done well, so, yeah. Do you have any other thoughts?
No, not really. What's your, what would you rate this, though?
So I think the first one's a perfect 10. So I think the perfect rating for this one is a 9. It's pretty close, I think, closer than most people might think, but I'll go with a strong 9.
Yeah, I gotta give it an 8. I mean,
that's fair.
I mean, it's a pretty high score, especially for the first sequel. And so it was a lot better than I was expecting.
That's fair. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching.